Hasta la vista, baby.
Tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Just a little after 10 a.m. December 2nd. Got a whole lot of new stuff to play for you this week. That was a new one there by San Francisco's Splinters, taken from their self-titled 7-inch on Double Negative Records, and that track was called Sorry. We're going to keep the music going here. Brand new one by the Fresh and Onlys, split 7-inch with Dan Melcher on Volar Records. This is the Fresh and Onlys with A Taste of Hunger.
Yeah. to go, don't say it. No fun, no cars, no picking it. Can't not go, don't say it. No fun, no cars, no picking it. No fun, no cars, no picking it.
For a special news bulletin.
After being closed for more than a year, the Balmoral has received a minor facelift and reopened its doors to the public on December 5th, 2009. Come celebrate the grand opening featuring No More Strangers with one of Toronto's hottest bands, Little Girls, and special guests, Vancouver's own surf pop heroes, Walter TV, and the always feisty Cat Attack. With the Winnie Cooper DJs, Punk the Drunk, Christian Flores, Brock to the Future, and Hunter Evil. December 5th at the reinvigorated Balmoral, located at 159 East Hastings. Doors open at 9, bands go on at 10.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That last track there was a brand new one by, Francis Chaveau. Taken from a collection of unreleased material released on the Permanent Records label based out of Chicago there. That track was called A Pangolin. You'll be hearing lots of that in the upcoming Pop Drone shows. Plenty of great nuggets that never made the cut on that debut LP from last year. Ahead of that was Sharp Ends 7-inch. Track was called Loaded Hearts. Sharp Ends being probably the best band of the Calgary right now. And ahead of that was Fresh and Only's with their split 7-inch with Dan Melcher. That track was called A Taste of Hunger. Fresh and Only's continuing on the rampage of 2009, two LPs, about 4 or 5 7-inches, a couple cassettes, and Tim Cohen actually doing, the lead singer there, actually doing a solo record earlier in the year, and one due next year as well. Can't blame them for being slackers. Right now we're going to slow down a little bit here with a new one by Wounded Lion. This is taken from a brand new 7-inch, and this is Creatures in the Cave on Pop Drones.
Thank you. creatures in the cave, and some of them had their problems, but all of them, they were my friends. So I am staying in the cave. I'm staying in the cave. I'm staying in the cave. You don't meet friends like this every day. So I am staying in the cave. I'm in the cave. I'm in the cave. I'm in the cave. Well, some of them, they had four legs, and some they had many more, and some of them they came from an egg, and others they came from a spore. Well, I don't care what you all think, 'cause I've got this cool cake of water to drink.
makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into Annoise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Annoise, music that isn't in its right mind.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That was a last couple tracks there. We're taken from brand new releases, all Vancouver. We've got an amazing triple LP release party that we've mentioned here before, taking place tomorrow night, Thursday, December 3rd. That'll be happening at the Honey Lounge. And being released that day is a split LP between Modern Creatures and Twin Crystals, and a split LP between N213 and Reflections, and then a one-sided LP by Pompour. We haven't managed to get a copy of that Modern Creatures Twin Crystals split yet, though I'll be grabbing one of those tomorrow night for sure. That being said, the other night I did catch Pompour and they had some test pressings for sale. So we got a little sneak preview here for you. In that set there, we heard the last track there was Reflections, which is, of course is Jesse Taylor, lead singer of Twin Crystals, gone solo. And it's quite good. A little bit different than what you'd expect from Twin Crystals. Thankfully, actually, big fan of Twin Crystals, but it's nice to see him moving in another direction. A lot of nice Moog work on there. And just ahead of that, Reflections was a track from Pompour, which is a trio featuring Nick from Shearing Pinks on vocals, though the duties are split with a few other members. Not sure who else everybody else is yet, but I'm sure I'll figure that out. Nick also appearing as N213 on the flip side of the Reflections split LP. That track there was called Radio Citation. The Pompour track was called Cut-Ups. Reflections was Feelings. Again, tomorrow night, this should be a really good show. All the bands are playing, plus a few extras, including a couple amazing DJs playing as well. So we've got triple LP release, all Vancouver-related, all handmade, all DIY, and you know, that's why we love it here. Right now, I got a little double shot here from an up-and-coming artist named Dylan Ettinger, who he actually based out of Indianapolis and Bloomington, Indiana. And he's actually he runs his own tape label called El Tool. It's a pretty new label. Managed to get a little coup by releasing a DuckTales cassette a while back under a pseudonym. And he's done a few other things as well, including his own cassettes under his own name. And Not Fun out of L.A. has given us a double shot of Dylan's stuff here, including a 7-inch and a cassette. So we're going to start with the cassette. We'll jump to the 7-inch, and we'll be back with some more Not Fun stuff. The label has released quite a bit of stuff in the last couple weeks. And we'll be hearing a little bit of pretty much all those releases. But right now, we're going to start off with Dylan Ettinger on Pop Drones, CITR 101.9. We'll be right back.
loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinematheque, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
I wanna love you and treat you right.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. The last track there was taken from the one and only Emerald's 7-inch released on Polar Envy Sound Design Recording. The website is polarenvy.com. That track, I believe, is untitled, though the 7-inch is called Fresh Air. Kind of a Boards of Canada vibe on that, if you ask me. And then just ahead of that was two hits by Dylan Ettinger from Bloomington, Indiana, both taken from just recently released Not Fun releases. One was a 7-inch and the other was a cassette. And we're gonna dive back into some Not Fun stuff. The label's been pretty busy the last few months. It's been about 4 or 5 years since they've been around. It pretty much started off with just CDRs and moved on to tapes and then 7-inches, and the last year has been pretty much dedicated to full-length LPs, and they've been getting a little bigger every year. Pitchfork and a few of the other bigger blogs are starting to pick up on them, and some of their stuff is not so hard to find in the bigger shops. I wouldn't look for the stuff in HMV, but any independent shop in town worth their salt should be carrying any of these recent Not Fun releases. We're going to start off first with the brand new one by Inca Ore, based out of, I believe, Oakland, California. And about a year and a half ago, she actually released her first full-length LP on the same label. She's actually in the midst of touring Europe, where I guess she's a little bigger over there. It's taking a while for her to catch on. Fans of Grouper should definitely be paying attention here, as it's quite a similar vibe. Right now we've got Inca Ore on Pop Drones.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. The last track there is a group called Expensive Shit from Austin, Texas, and that appears to be their very first release. And hopefully we can get some more of that demented sludge meditation, as they call it, on their MySpace. You can actually visit their MySpace, myspace.com/weedriffage. Apparently they don't practice, they play anywhere, and they're good to go. That release was taken from a brand new cassette on the Not Not Fun label. And like I was mentioning earlier, Not Not Fun has been on quite a bit of a roll, and we heard two new pieces from the label just about before Expensive Shit was a group called Sex Worker, which is actually just one guy, and his name is Daniel Martin McCormick, and this seems to be his first debut LP. And looking him up on Google is pretty difficult, and it doesn't appear to have a MySpace at all. A little bit of information on the Not Not Fun site, but he appears to be this is all an ethical framework to grasp the vibe of an intensely unique and hyper personal statement from one of our favorite West Coast music dreamers. So he is. An anti-sex trafficking / enslaved bodies activist, and that's quite evident on the agenda and the song titles and the album artwork. Anyways, quite amazing stuff there. And just before that, we heard the brand new blissed out LP by Inca Ore. The LP is called Silver Sea Surfer School, and the track was called Adventure of Light. All of those taken from brand new releases from the Not Not Fun label based out of Los Angeles, California. And yes, we do have one more little Not Not Fun bit coming up for you here. And it's Robe Door's brand new LP called Raiders. And Robe Door is actually one of the members, is actually the main, the head honcho of Not Not Fun. And they've been pretty quiet the last year, started off as a duo for the first few years, and they just added a third member as a drummer, and it seems like they're back into the swing of things with a couple new releases, including this LP and a 7-inch on a local label here, Ketchup Cavern. So we'll be hearing that right after this shot from the LP called Indo Shadow. This is Robe Door on Pop Drones.
Thank you.
That's about it for Pop Drones this week. We've got one more track coming up. The last two there were taken from fairly recent Robe Door releases. Robe Door, based out of Los Angeles. The last track there was taken from their Pagan Drug 7-inch released on a local label, Ketchup Cavern. The track was called Dragon Fang Burnout. And ahead of that was another Robe Door track, Indo Shadow, taken from their Raiders LP. We're going to end things off here with No Balls, which is actually, I think, just one member from the Brain Bombs team gone solo. This is a recently released 7-inch, and there's actually an LP due out in the next couple weeks. I should be able to get a copy of that. We'll be playing that on the show. Basically, it seems like it's going to be Brain Bombs without all those interesting lyrics. Next up, we've got a noise. Hopefully Luke Meat shows up here pretty soon, or you'll be listening to my voice for a little longer. And yeah, don't forget about that the show at Honey Lounge, triple LP release party tomorrow night, Thursday, December 3rd. Three LPs, all local. N213 with Reflections, Pompour one-sided LP, and Modern Creatures Twin Crystals split, all full lengths, all handmade, all DIY. That should be an amazing show. And bring some money and buy some merch. Support your local underground punk scene. Right now we got No Balls on Pop Drones, and that's it for this week. And we'll talk to you in 7 days.